Welcome to the Stock to Me podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Stuart Smith with the Investor Brand Network, and thanks so much for tuning in to this video interview that we are conducting today with SenesTech Incorporated, who's traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SNES. Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by the president and CEO of the company, and that's Joel Fruendt. Joel, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing fantastic. Thank you, Stuart.
Well, thank you so much for making time for not only your shareholders, but our following here at the Investor Brand Network. And we want them to get to know you and your company. So let's start there. For those not familiar with your company, if you would describe the company and its business model for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So SenesTech really is a biotech and life sciences company that develops patents and commercializes product formulations for fertility control of animal pests. So our mission is improving the health of our world by humanely managing animal pest populations through fertility control. So our current product labels address using the product on rats, but we have other pest products that are in the development stage. And so really what we do is we're addressing one of the world's oldest and really most challenging problems, and that's rodent control. And we're doing this through a completely different way than has ever been done before by addressing the root cause of the problem, which is reproduction. Mm-hmm. Traditional pest control tools like poisons, they seek to control the death rate and are, well, they're just very reactive. The challenge is the incredible rate of reproduction of the rat. So get this, given sufficient food, water and harborage, which most cities have, two breeding rats can result in 15,000 offspring after a single year. And so you cannot poison them or trap them or gas them fast enough to overcome their fertility. You need to control the population by reducing the birth rate. And that is our why. And having too many rats is a huge problem for society. Public health standpoint, rats present enormous global public health risks, significant vectors for disease. They destroy 20% of the world's stored food supply through consumption and contamination, and they're highly destructive. Rats can cause over $27 billion of infrastructure damage per year in the U.S. alone. So our solution is an effective, humane, and environmentally friendly way of controlling this animal pest population through fertility control. So once you control the population, other tools in the integrated pest management toolbox then become much more effective.
Wow, those are some staggering numbers, Joel. I mean, I know we all know the problem exists, but the numbers, when you put the numbers to it, wow. Well, you're excited about a new product that you've added to the family of your rodent control product line. Now, let's talk about that product and why you're so excited about it.
Absolutely. Up to this point, so we've offered the industry a liquid product called ContraPest. It's been very effective. We're seeing strong adoption from consumers. And recently, we have just reported a 44% year-over-year growth in sales to a new all-time quarterly record during the last quarter. So to sell ContraPest, we need to convince the pest control market of two things. One is the value of fertility control as a means of population control. And then two, the applicability of a liquid bait into their procedures. So on the first point, there's growing acceptance of fertility control as part of an integrated pest management solution. But there's, on the second point, there's resistance from pest management companies to alter their established practices of utilizing non-liquid products. So in the current form, ContraPest, we have three different solutions on the marketplace, dispensing solutions, and they're all currently delivered in liquid form. And we started analyzing it, and that 95% of the marketplace out there are solid, some sort of solid product. And we're really the only liquid product that's out there in the marketplace. And so we said, you know, we've got to do something about this and offer more options to our customers. And in order to be a considerable player in the pest control industry, we had to evolve and offer fertility control in a solid form. So we developed and launched what we call the Evolve soft bait solution. And it's all new soft bait product that has similar efficacy to ContraPest, but in a solid format, so it's easier to deploy. Customers can use much more efficiently than a liquid in their integrated pest management programs. And just as important as anything else, it's offered at a competitive price to traditional rodenticides. So Evolve will be a real game changer for SenesTech.
Well, it sounds like it. And when do you begin the rollout or the sales process for Evolve? You kind of mentioned who the target audience would be, that audience that you hadn't quite tapped into yet, but let's define the target audience. Tell us a little bit about the rollout. I mean, obviously this is going to be a similar audience to your liquid product as well.
Yeah, so we launched Evolve in mid-November, and so we're currently taking orders, and we just started to ship product last week, so this is very exciting for us. A solid product form in our portfolio has been a vision of mine since I took over as CEO about 1 year ago, and I'm very proud of our team as we took Evolve from concept to a patented product launch in 6 months. So this included the whole product development, labels and everything, field testing, securing the right manufacturing equipment, packaging, getting customer feedback, and then preparing our marketing campaign. So no small feat by anyone's standards. And so our audience is similar to ContraPest. Pest management professionals, agribusiness companies are huge, commercial operators, and we reach those people with our sales force and through e-commerce. And one of the biggest differences between ContraPest and Evolve is that Evolve significantly opens the market to pest control distribution, big box retailers, key e-commerce providers, and international distribution. Evolve now allows us to participate in these areas due to the solid form, its ease of use, the packaging of it, greater shelf life, and competitive costs. So we'll be shipping pallets of this product out into the field instead of single units, which will lead to a significant revenue increase. So Evolve really checks all the boxes. Just this week, we received our first orders from an Ace Hardware franchise chain in California. Had never done anything with us before. The leading e-commerce supplier out there for the pest control industry and our distributor in South Asia. And plus, we're very close to having Evolve on Amazon as well. So game changer for sure.
Absolutely. Well, exciting times. And with the company's evolution so far here in 2023, Joel, as the president and CEO of the company, as you look back on 2023, what do you see as some of the major milestones your company's been able to achieve? And thank you so much for outlining so many of them already for us.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I can't believe we look back on everything that we did accomplish. So when I took over as CEO a year ago, I really outlined three key imperatives to drive success for our company with the goal of steepening the adoption curve of our products. So the first was to deliver to our customers more choices with products that work every time while providing more product options that fit their needs. So we now have a new improved formulation for ContraPest or liquid, along with three new dispensing systems. All that came about this year. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the introduction of Evolve now provides customers with the effectiveness of fertility control in the format that fits their needs and at a price point that is very attractive to put fertility control into an IPM program. And those accomplishments in developing Evolve set the stage for other innovations that we will be announcing during the course of 2024. And product innovation is a key to our future success. We've got a great team working on, okay, what are the next great products? I'm pleased with the tremendous progress we have made on this front. And then that goes right into with our second imperative, and that's to penetrate and grow our targeted markets with a structured sales force, an enhanced e-commerce platform, and improved distribution relationships. So we've done this. Our sales force is experienced and one of the best in the industry. Our relationship with distributors is focused on providing customers and partners value as part of their integrated pest management program. And then finally, it's just keep making better products. Our manufacturing and product development work is focused on making best-in-class products. And as we've seen with Evolve, we're proving it every day. So we know that we can do it. It was a major accomplishment. And, you know, we have a little saying is that continuous improvement every day is our battle cry. And so all these factors lead to the record quarterly revenue we recently reported. But beyond that, we've made a number of operational improvements, such as improving our return on marketing investment within our e-commerce platform. And all that helped us to lead to an improvement of nearly $700,000 in our adjusted EBITDA compared to the year ago period. So we're really doing more and spending less, and we're really proud of that.
Boy, that's got to be music to the ears of your shareholders and, of course, our listeners, who we hope to become your shareholders here in the near future. Well, you've laid out a tremendous foundation that you've built here in 2023. So looking forward, Joel, what gets you excited about the future for SenesTech?
Well, I get more excited every day once we do things like create Evolve, get it out into the marketplace, start manufacturing it, start selling it, seeing the response from our customers. And I think overall is that, you know, how humanity is currently responding to too many rodents is not working. We've seen that with decades of effort, traditional responses, public health concerns, and the risks just keep rising. So there's a growing realization out there that there's too much collateral damage in this war on rodents. And evidence of this would be like California's adoption of the Ecosystem Protection Act, which basically banned under many circumstances the four major poisons commonly used in rodent pest control. So those tailwinds are all in our favor with our eco-friendly product. And another exciting thing is, as our mission states, we want to control animal pest populations, not just rats. We're doing detailed development work right now on other animal pests such as squirrels, mice, voles, and we've had suggestions from Australia on how to do it for wallabies and kangaroos. So there's no lack of feedback out there. And I think to summarize it all is that, you know, I'm excited because we're executing. You know, we're delivering against our success imperatives. We're selling better. We're improving our products. And more importantly, we're offering the customers more choices, all resulting in record quarterly revenues and actually lower operating costs, which is really exciting. And with the launch of Evolve, our growth will rapidly accelerate into the future. So that's very exciting.
Well, what a great time to be speaking with you, Joel. Listeners, once again, Joel is the president and CEO of SenesTech, traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SNES. Joel, it's been a fabulous interview with you. Enjoy the holidays with your family and your entire team there at SenesTech. We wish you nothing but great success here in 2023, 2024, and well beyond. Thanks for your time today, Joel.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. For Joel Fruent, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for tuning in today.
The Stock to Me podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next generation corporate communication solutions. utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others. IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer. Music in this episode is by Infraction. For more, visit inaudio.org.